MissouriNet News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. There's no excuse for driving impaired. Use the Lyft code SHOWMELIFT to get $5 off your ride home.
Two boys under the age of 12 have died after plunging through a frozen pond near their home in eastern Missouri's Franklin County. They were taken to the hospital by first responders yesterday, but rescuers could not confirm how long they had been in the water. The Highway Patrol confirmed the accident. The names of the children have not been released. Senate Transportation Committee Chairman Doug Leibla says the proposal to increase Missouri's gasoline and diesel fuel taxes would raise $144 million annually for transportation. The Poplar Bluff Republican says there are road problems throughout the state.
You know, we have traffic congestion that's costing hundreds of millions of dollars a year. We got safety issues. We got families traveling. We got school buses. We got kids traveling every day.
MoDOT has said that congestion in St. Louis and Kansas City and along Interstates 44 and 70 are causing an annual economic loss of $575 million. Missouri's U.S. Senator Roy Blunt is sticking up for the president, who was the target of an editorial in a prominent evangelical magazine.
Last week's Christianity Today opinion column calls for President Trump's removal from office. It says none of Trump's positives can balance the, quote, moral and political danger we face under the leader of such grossly immoral character, end quote. During CNN's State of the Union program yesterday, Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says Trump has been very supportive of the faith-based community.
If Roy Blunt looks at the president's actions, no president in my lifetime has been as aggressive in trying to achieve the goals that faith-based voters have set out than this one has.
The president is expected to escape removal from office after his trial wraps up in the U.S. Senate. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
A Moberly Church in north central Missouri has hosted its first ever bike giveaway. The Seventh-day Adventist Church gave away 150 bikes to community members. Missouri preservationists have found the cabin in Missouri, which was the inspiration for the Grand Ole Opry, as described by Opry founder George D. Hay. It was called the Hoedown Cabin, and Bill Hart of Missouri Preservation is working to protect the site just south of Oregon County's Thayer, Missouri.
We are all about helping to get this place, which was the birthplace or the inspiration for something as iconic as the Grand Ole Opry, to get it recognized, perhaps listing it on the National Register of Historic Places, and helping the community to kind of gather together, fundraise, and put our heads together on next steps for the Hoedown Cabin.
George D. Hay wrote about the cabin. He was the radio personality who founded the original Grand Ole Opry radio program on WSM AM in Nashville, Tennessee. There's more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.